This is episode number 2311 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 10th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
There was no shortage of love for baby daddy of 10, Nick Cannon, on his birthday.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Maybe that's one reason he wanted to have so many kids. I don't think that's the reason. Birthday celebration could be presents.
I get that, but I don't think that's the reason.
Well, he turned 42 on Saturday.
I don't think he can keep it in his pants. I think that's the reason. 42. Wow. And he's got 10 kids or 9 and 1 on the way or whatever. Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
For his birthday present, I'll send him some. Well, it's a belated birthday present.
What are you going to send him? Condoms?
From Van Camp and Morgan.
Yeah, we need to get some logoed condoms. That's what we need. Nick Cannon size.
With our faces on the package.
Our faces. They don't even need to use them with that. Man, that's enough of a deterrent.
See?
Our picture.
Okay. He turned 42 on Saturday and was showered with well wishes from all his little kiddos.
Oh, my goodness.
And his various baby mamas.
I mean, how many baby mamas does he have?
I don't know, but imagine if he got birthday sex from all of them.
Well, see, that's my thinking. And this is the deal with him. He's still making babies with these women.
Oh, my gosh. In 9 months, he's going to have more babies.
And, well, of course. They don't seem to care. It's like, go ahead. I mean, it's like sister wives.
Nick, you only have so much money to go around.
I know. And when the Masked Singer is over, I don't know what you're going to do, buddy.
He's going to be working past retirement age.
I think so.
Model Brie Tiesi wrote on Instagram, "Thank you for being the best thing that's ever happened to me. We love you."
Yes, and cheers, thank you for the check.
Cheers to a lifetime of love and memories.
And checks.
I got you for life.
Exactly. And checks. And would you like to make more babies? Because we can just keep this thing going.
So he also received a sweet message from Abby De La Rosa.
Yeah.
The two share one-year-old twins, Zillion and Zion.
Another set of twins. I didn't know he had two sets of twins. Wow.
Well, now you know.
Now you know. It's on his side. It's on his side. Double Z's.
Her message was accompanied by a video of Nick playing with their twin boys.
Okay.
While running around the house.
Woo woo.
And Nick also took to his Instagram story on Saturday, revealing that he spent the day with one of his oldest kids, Monroe, who was 11, whom he shares with ex Mariah Carey.
Now, Monroe is one of the twins, right?
Yes.
They have twins.
Yeah.
So the twins are on his side, obviously.
So he just spent, evidently, he just spent the day with one of his kids. And the other nine? What about the other nine?
Well, I'm sure he'll get around to
them. And it's not like Mariah Carey wanted to spend the day with him.
Oh, hell no. No, and I wonder, what about the other twin? Monroe's sibling.
I think it's Morocco.
Morocco? That sounds right.
I think
Monroe
so.
Monroe, Morocco. Zillion and what?
Zillion and Zion.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the Z is cool.
No, it's cool. And I can't get over the 10 kids. And the fact that these baby mamas don't really care. It's like, oh, yeah, go father another kid with some other woman. Mm-hmm. Because there's more than these women. There's more. You know, there's others. Because these guys only account for like 6 of the 10 kids or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a couple more. I don't know. Anyway. Some guys might say, you know what, the practice is really what it's all about, Nick, and not necessarily landing it when it comes to making kids.
That's Nick Cannon, overachiever from way back.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of who's caring.
Yeah.
Or who cares.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is reportedly teamed up with Bourne Identity director Doug Liman on a movie pitch that involves filming in space.
Filming in space. Look. He's not talking about really going to space, is he? Because, you know.
Well, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I don't doubt it.
They are said to have reached out to Universal Filmed Entertainment Group on an idea.
Oh, my God.
Which will see Tom take a rocket up to the International Space Station.
Okay, so here's the deal. I know that Bezos wants $1 billion just to go to whatever it is, the Kamara line and back in 11 minutes,
uh-huh.
how much money is Musk going to want to go to the ISS? That's the interesting part.
Well, Tom figures he has all these licenses, but he doesn't have a license to drive a spaceship.
Well, I don't think he's going to be
so
getting
my
one.
Guess is he wants a license to drive a spaceship.
I don't think he can get one of those.
Because he figures he's Tom Cruise and he can get one.
I don't, you know, he's like 60. And at some point, I mean, he's in good shape for 60. And again, like I said, 60 is a new 40, but come on.
So you have Top Gun flying the airplanes. Then what would the theme song be to flying the spaceship?
No, well, you get the whole space thing, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
No. That's Close
Encounters. Oh, no, that's Close Encounters. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, sorry, my bad.
Dun, dun,
dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun.
There you go. All right.
Boom, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Tom Cruise has done nearly every possible stunt on Earth.
Yeah,
in space
right.
is, why not, you know, next
yeah,
on
why
the
not?
List.
Yeah.
But why hasn't he gone up in a spaceship?
Because it costs a ton of money. And
he's got a ton of money.
No.
Scientology will probably pay for it.
Well, they would have to because I don't think Tom's going to pay this bill.
Well, you know? He's not going to because he has people to pay stuff
well,
for.
Well, I get that. But, I mean, the other part of this is he's got to appease the people at NASA. You know, that's the National Aeronautics and Space Agency. National.
So.
Government.
Oh, he'll probably just get together with Elon Musk and they'll go have coffee.
Well, that's fine. Elon can only get him there, but NASA has to let him on board.
This is true. So. Got to kiss up, Tom.
Oh, he'll get
He's
it.
He's good at that. Most of the movie would be shot on Earth, culminating
of course.
In the character going up to space to save the day.
Yeah, well, we've heard that one before. A couple
He's
of times.
He's going to hop in his spaceship and fly on up there. Probably by himself, of course, because, you know, why take people to save things with
you?
You
know what I'm thinking about right now? Thinking about George Clooney floating off into space in gravity.
I know.
You know,
that
it's
was
like,
sad.
Bye, George. It was nice knowing
Bye,
you.
Bye, George.
And then I start to think about Sandra Bullock plummeting to Earth and surviving. Oops, spoiler alert. My bad. With our apologies to Tom Cruise, Sandra Bullock, and Halle Berry today. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
I'm not apologizing to Tom Cruise, and that's all the news you can care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.